Blog Talk Radio. winding up. Time is just not winding down, but it's also winding up. A lot of times we think we know everything, or we think we know what's going on. But I once heard a person say, if you want a certain people to know, to not know something, put it in a book. Unfortunately, I live to see that to come true, unfortunately. And with saying that, I said that because God had his word put in a book. So if you really want to know what's going on with the Lord, you got to go to the book. This ministry, Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, stands on the scripture of Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. This, the word tells us, don't worry about what we're going to wear. Don't worry about what we're going to eat. It basically tells us, don't even worry about where we're going to live. But what we must worry about, where we're going to live in our life after. After we leave this world, after death, however you want to say it. When we sit around and we walk around and we act like we're going to dot every I and cross every T, we forget that we can't dot every I and cross every T. We could put in a good attempt, but we can't. Like I said earlier, I have been talking with God because I have been looking at what's been going on the news, whether it's on TV, on the radio, or in the newspaper, on Facebook, any type of social media. Everybody's talking about the war that's overseas, but yet nobody talks about the war in their own backyard. Nobody talks about the war within themselves or the war that's within their family. Some people don't know how to let go and keep moving. They don't know how to pray for someone or pray them out. But back to what's going on in the world today and our news, you can't turn the TV on without hearing about what's going on. The rumors of wars, the video of wars, the reaction that people are having, the way people are being treated, how families are being separated, how husbands are being sent off, but wives and children is being sent to another place. And they say that's for safety. You have kingdoms coming together and kingdoms stepping away where nobody wants to look at what's going on. So what we're going to do is stop right there. And I'm going to ask you to turn to the 24th chapter of Matthew. I'm going to give you a few minutes to do that, because when I was looking and listening to what people were saying, and they was like, oh, this is the beginning. This is the world is going to end here and there. Okay. If you have a relationship with God, you don't worry about that because you know his word already told you what's going to happen. Yeah, most people, everybody wants to say, I want to live forever. I'm not ready to go. I'm not this. I'm not that. But we're praying, God, cancel the war. Take the war away. But I was taught one thing growing up when I prayed to say, Lord, let your will be done. Mm-hmm. I was taught to say, let your will be done. Lord, let your will be done. And doing that, I was taught also to say, give me the strength to endure your will, God. So when you pray, Lord, let your will be done. Even in this situation, Lord, let your will be done. And I'm going to tell you why I say that. Now, come on and read with me in Matthew, the 24th chapter. We're going to start at verse 1. I hope I don't stumble over no words, but I'm just going to ask God to help me right here with this word on tonight. Now, I know a lot of people are going to probably want to say something and Facebook me and email me and message me. Okay, but before you do that, take it to Jesus and ask him, did he or did he not instruct me to say these things? Take it to Jesus because, see, somebody got to say it, and I may be the one you hear it from. Don't just listen, but hear me. Hear what God has put in my mouth to say to you all, because at the end of the service, it has to be to the glory be to God, okay? Now, verse 1 says, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the building of the temple. Verse 2, and Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? I'm going to pause right there. What shall the signs be? Because, see, back in chapter 23, God was talking to the Pharisees and the Sadducees and just all these false prophecies. He was saying, woe. Woe to the scribes and the Pharisees and the hypocrites. He was saying, woe, woe, woe this, woe that. I'm telling you, get in there and you read it for yourself. He says, woe unto the scribes and the Pharisees and the hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for a present you make long prayers that people may see you, and they don't receive it. You got to get into the word and just read it. You know, I got a little notes here, but I got some verses. When they got through asking him about the end of times, he also said in verse 4, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceives you. Now, let's think about who word you made authority in your life. Now, the word of God said in verse 4, take heed that no man deceives you. You know how sometimes somebody could tell you something, and you'd be like, I ain't talking about nothing. But somebody else could tell you something, and you know in your heart, as they say, that's fake news. You know in your heart that's fake. That's not true. That's not so. But you will believe it because you want people to speak smooth things over you. You'd rather believe a lie than the truth. That's what you'd rather believe, a lie than the truth. See, my word from the beginning, from Genesis, said what God put in place. And anything outside of what God put in place, I know is fake news. It's a lie. L-I-E, lie. No matter how you cover it up, or how you say you were born, or how you say this became, it's a L-I-E, lie. Because I know what the word of God said. So before you inbox me, message me, or say something, take it to Jesus and ask him if he instructed me to say these things. Okay? That's what you do. Hey, Minister Margot, how are you? Thanks for joining in. The fourth verse, and Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no man deceive you. The fifth verse says, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Many shall come, saying that they are, and they're going to deceive you. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. Now, You see what's going on in the news, and you see what's going on, or they talk about on the radio and what's in the newspaper, what's on social media. Verse 6 says, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For, I'm going to turn my page, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Okay? So you say, what did I say? Okay, I'm going to read it over. I heard somebody say, what she just say? Verse 6 of the 24th chapter of Matthew says, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not deceived, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. All these things. You're going to hear the wars, the rumors of wars, okay? But all these things must come to pass. So we're hearing about the war. We're seeing the war. We're hearing about the rumors of other wars to follow. All these things must come to pass. For nations shall rise against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms, and there shall be a famine and pestilence and earthquake in divers places. You know what that means, right? In many places. Wicked places, sinful places. In many places, it's going to be these things. It has to come to pass. That's why I say when you pray, pray, Lord, let your will be done. See, a lot of us, you know, we have said and we are saying, if I can get a do-over, if I can start all over. You know that record say, if I could turn back time. Y'all know that record. Some of y'all are still playing that record. Some of you all have it in your playlist. You're still listening to CDs or cassettes, whatever. Some even have like 8-track. You're still playing that song, if you could turn back time. Hey, Sandra Gentry, thanks for tuning in. You cannot have a do-over in this, because if the word teaches us our time is not God's time. Our ways are not his ways. God don't do things like us. A day with God is like 1,000 years. Hey, Kenny G, thanks for tuning in. And 1,000 years is like a day with God. So when you sit back and you look at things and say, you know what, if I could just do all this over again, but you can't. Once it's done, it's done. That's why I thank God for his word saying that he'll forgive your sins and throw them into the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember. We the ones keep dragging up, pulling up, drawing up, pushing the share button and all that on what somebody else did. I don't care what you do. You want to share anything or say anything about me, you go right ahead. Because these two things I do know. I repented, and Jesus forgave me. So you go ahead. Live in my past. Let me be that wrench-free. Let me take up that much time in your life, your mind. I don't care. I knew I was important, but I didn't know you had me that important. Okay. Now, verse 8 says, after it tells us about the kingdoms coming against kingdoms and nations against nations and the famine and the pestilence and the earthquake, verse 8 says, and all these are the beginning of sorrows. Okay. You're at the beginning of sorrow. If you don't know what sorrow looks like, okay, let's go back to the TV, to the news report. Look at the people's faces. Look at how the men are trying to be strong and valid when they're sending their wives and children off. That's on the outside. But I bet if you could see the inside of that man. Look at how the woman is clutching onto her children and how she's crying and weeping and pleading and begging and telling him, please, please, and you got to go. The government is separating them. Even the word tells us how we're going to become government dependent. See, you got to get in the word to know what the word says, because God said that my people, they perish for the lack of knowledge. Now, I'm not saying you are a scholar. Some of us may be, some of us may not be. But you play your part. in the word. You do what God told you to do with getting the word out. You do how God told you to do. Don't be trying to wear nobody else's shoes. Me and you both can wear the same size shoe. But I may have to get a size bigger because of something going on with my foot or my feet just so I could be comfortable. But we both wear the same size, but we can't do the same thing. That's not your ministry. Stay in your ministry. People want to say stay in your lane. No, stay in your ministry. Where did God put you? Now, that's a deep question. Where did God put you? Did you understand the assignment? Do you know the assignment? Don't try to go over here and be that person because you won't be received. Be where God told you to be. Do what God told you to do. And it says in verse 9, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. So if you're going to be hated of all nations and they're going to kill you, why do you want to die twice? And one is for eternal. Eternal. See, you got a eternal two ways, up or down. So you got to decide which eternal you're going to live in. The eternal of glory, where you're praising God all day because you did what he told you to do. Or are you going to do the eternal where there will be gnashing of the teeth, gritting of the teeth, people going to be screaming, you know, souls going to be screaming all day, all night, forever and ever. Ain't no thirst, ain't no air conditioner, ain't no cooling off, ain't no I need a vacation. Ooh, I'm going to go over here and catch some air. Ain't none of that. You got to go with, am I going to go with my Father, where the streets are made of gold, the gates, pearl gates, the heavenly choir going to be singing, where I'm going to be praising the Lord for the rest of my life? Or am I going to go where I'm going to be praising that Lord that I served and wanted to stay with, that I thought had my back? That's another story for another night. Now, when you begin to read his word, and you begin to say, okay, Lord, I underline some things. I just want to read this to you. When we're going through some stuff that we know that we have to go through because the word teaches us we have to go through it. You know, I told you that Matthew 23 says, woe to them that say, do this, but they don't do it. Do that, but they don't do it. You know how we say you got two sets of rules? One for them and one for us. See, when us tell you, the thems, what to do, us and them needs to be on the same page. You know, I hear that at work a lot. This group gets to do this and this group gets to do that, but the only one in the middle is management. Management don't care who do it as long as it get done, so it won't nobody be on their back because they drinking coffee all day, but you can't drink coffee or drink water where you work at, even if you get hot. And they tell you, well, you got to go someplace else to drink some water. Why? I didn't get thirsty over there. Well, I got to go over there and drink. Can I drink the water right here where I can get it from and quench my thirst? That's another story. But if you look at things that's going on, you could honestly say, you know what? I'm going to go on and do what I'm supposed to do because I was told to follow instructions. Hey, Pastor Troy, thank you for tuning in. I wrote down a note to make sure I say this to you all. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm just trying to remind you, and some of you all, I'm trying to inform you the word of God. Because when I sat here, what'd you say, Pastor? That's right. Pastor, that's not where I got thirsty at. They'll walk up to you and say, oh, you can't drink water over here, that over here. You need to go over there and drink. Well, by the time I go over there and drink it and come back, I'm thirsty again. Let me drink it right here. So, see, that's what I mean by what God was telling them in chapter 23 of Matthew. They tell you what to do, but they don't do it. It's rules for them, and it's rules for us. You know, if I'm going to be the us, if I'm going to be up here, I'm not going to go down here and tell you to do something I can't do, because what if one day you don't come? I might have to do it. You ever thought about that? You know, maybe a blue flu day, but that's another story. But we're going to get back to the word. You know, when I was reading this, and I said, God, this world is going to get so crazy, and these people are going to get so ruthless. Now, I want you all to hear me, because, see, the word says in the verse 12 of the 24th chapter, and because iniquity shall abide, the love of many shall wax cold. Now, some of us already, I'm finna say something, so I hope y'all listen. Some of y'all finna get a whole lot of love. Don't say what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Spring's finna come aboard. The flowers finna bloom. The leaves finna grow. The grass finna turn green. You know why? It's tax season. Ah! Somebody finna come up. So y'all finna get a lot of love out there. So while you getting all that love, remember, once the money is spent, they bought the cars, bought the suits, got their teeth fixed and all that stuff. Once all that's done, their hearts are going to wax cold. Now, I said that as a joke, but many people's hearts are waxing cold because of what you can't do for them, what you won't do for them. Oh, they see what you're doing for yourself. They want some of that. Yeah. Y'all better hear what the word is saying. It said, but he that shall endure until the end, that same shall be saved. So when you sit here and think about everything you do out of love, you got to be in love with Christ, with Jesus, with the Father, with the Holy Spirit, to love the people. Now, don't get me wrong. Just today, it seemed like every time I need to get myself together for a service, say, Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry. But, you know, I almost said something. I didn't mean to say that. The devil get busy because he try to bring condemnation on you to make you feel like, oh, I can't, see, the word says there's none perfect but one. I'm not that one. I'm not, matter of fact, I ain't nowhere near that one. It's none perfect. I'm looking to be perfected by God. That's why when I prayed earlier, God, keep me in the fire. Keep me in the fire, God, because it's some stuff you got to burn off me. I love this song by this guy named Jason. It says, no residue. I want to be able to say, God, when I face him, God, I don't have no residue. You said welcome in. I have no residue. Don't get me wrong. No. I ain't ready to go nowhere. But I'm saying, God, let your will be done. So whatever God will is, you know what? It has to be okay with my soul because I have to tell you what the word says so that when I do go, I make sure I've done my assignment. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to keep reading because the 14th verse says, well, let me go back. I want to read 13 again. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. You got to endure because your prize is you shall be saved. 14 says, and the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Whew. I had to have a Ric Flair moment right there. Whew. He said, and the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the world come to an end. I put the world in there. I didn't mean to add it to it. But it depends on the version you read. So it said, and then shall the end come. Now, I want my end to be with him. I didn't say with them. I said with him. That's my end. I love when God tell us things to look out to this. Let me just read it to you. This is for the great tribulation. When ye therefore shall see the abominations of desolation spoke by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whosoever readeth, let them understand. He said, let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of the house. Oh, I can't come down and go get my motorcycle. Mm-mm. I got to leave it there. He said I could ride into heaven playing my sounds. He said, I got to leave my bike where it's at. See, I'm going to make it personal. I ain't going to say y'all. He said, don't let them come down to go back into the house to take anything. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. Oh, I can't even go back and get my fur coat or my cowboy boots. Oh, Jesus. But I'm going to be with him. He said, and woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. He said, woe. Now, I told you he's talked about woe, in 23, chapter 23. Right here in verse 19, he said, and woe unto them that are with child. Whether you're pregnant or you just had it or you didn't have it for a little while, but you're still breastfeeding the baby. The baby's still dependent on you to feed them. They say, but pray ye that your fight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. So when you pray, Lord, let your will be done, pray that his will don't be done in the winter. I said that to say this. Look at the people on the news. Y'all hear me now? You see they got their coats on, the cheeks is red and the lips is chapped and the children are crying and they're saying how cold they are and how hungry they are. See, when the weather is nice, you can easily go out there, find something to eat or put something on the grill or make a grill. You know, you could get, I've seen people take a buggy from a store and make it into a barbecue grill. I said, woo, that's somebody with talent, that they could take a buggy that you push through the store with your good goods in it, and you turn it into a barbecue grill. I done seen people do that. I done seen people take them old steel chairs that we used to have in our yard as those raw iron, some people back in the wicker stuff now, raw iron chairs, and they take the seat or the back of them and make them into a grill. Refrigerator rails come out your stove. But see, in the winter, it's hard to find it. And if you do find it and it gets froze, it's hard to get it defrost so you can cook it right. You know, as I was reading the word concerning the things I saw, I had to go back and remember some stuff. Y'all know what I had to remember. I hope that I don't run out of time. With all of this stuff that's going on, guess what else happened? Pandemic. See, we don't perish for the lack of knowledge. We perish because we don't seek knowledge. And the knowledge that we need to seek is here. You know, we could get the knowledge on Facebook and the news, all that. But see, they only going to give you what they want. That goes back to chapter 23. Tell you this, but they doing that. See, they know what to do, but they giving you what they need to give you. So if I could keep you all over here, I can go over here, where they think the land is going to be full of milk and honey. When you got God on your side, when you follow the Lord, God will tell you, don't do this, don't do that. You know, if you think I'm kidding, go look at the new movie where the girl played Harriet Tubman, and it showed you where she would go into these spells. Some would say some seizures or whatever they want to call them. And she would say, we can't go that way. Because, see, she opened herself to do the will of God, and God was able to speak with her spirit to say, it's a trap over there. Don't go that way. You know how you could be talking to people sometimes, and they say, we're going to do this. They say, uh-uh, I'm not going that way. See, I'm not telling you something. I'm saying if you need to have that type of experience and you need to understand what I'm saying, I gave you that demonstration, or that, how they say in the scientific world, I gave you that simulation to understand. It's with some times in my life, even now, I want to go somewhere, and you know how you'll go through something, and you say, how I end up over here? God then took you away from something. God then blocked something from you. And some of us are so determined to go this way, we don't say, okay, God, continue to lead me. You know, we pray, God, lead me, guide me, show me your way. God, tell me to go and I'll go. Tell me to stay and I'll stay. But as soon as he take you off your normal pattern or your normal path, you want to know how I get over here, instead of saying, God, I thank you for distracting my path. I thank you for taking me around. I thank you for not letting me be there at that time or keeping me from getting there or letting me get through there before something happened. Thank you, Trish, for joining in. I thank God for everything that he has done in my life. Even though I'm questioning, God, I'm human. I'll tell you, I'm human. Even though I didn't agree, but I don't have to agree. Because one thing I do know, if God said it, it's so. When things get ready to come to pass, let me show y'all something. God's word said in the 24th verse, for there shall arise false Christ and false prophets and shall show great things. Great signs and wonders, and so much that if it was very possible, they shall deceive the very elect. If it was possible, they shall try to deceive the very elect. Now, after he said that, he said, things ain't like things going to change. It ain't like people going to stop doing what they're doing because of the wars and the earthquake and all this net. Uh-huh. So you won't say I said it or I made it up. Let's go on over to the 34th verse. Matter of fact, we can go up to 32nd. Now learn a parable of a fig tree. When his branches is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that the summer is nigh. Mm-hmm. Didn't I talk about that a little earlier, the green grass and all that? Uh-huh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near even at the door. Near even at the door. Hey, Monica, thanks for tuning in. He said, verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Now go back and read the 24th chapter, first verse through the 52nd verse. You say, till these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But let me start that back. But of that day, of the hour, knoweth no man, No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Only the Father know when the world is going to end. They say, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Okay, I want you all to get this now. When Jesus come back, ain't none of us going to be looking and watching and what? Ooh, it's the day today. He's going to come before the mall open up. He's going to come before the mall. Will I have breakfast? Mm-mm. Listen to this. But as the day of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, there was eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. So no matter what you're doing, if you're running to punch the clock or you're picking up your check, are you going to get that suit out the cleaners? Are you going over there to Priscilla to get something to eat? Are you going to that little gas station I told you about on 81st and Cottage to get you a double cheeseburger or some catfish dinner? Whatever you're going to get. Are you going on 22nd for Sir Mac in Central Park to Church's Chicken or the Mexican food joint? Are you going to Chinatown to get you some shrimp fried rice, shrimp egg foo young and all that stuff? Don't matter what you're doing. You could be in the chair getting your hair cut, shaved up, slicked up, fried and dyed. He said, whatever you be gonna be doing, he's coming. We don't make appointments for God. We are on assignment for God. God don't make appointments for us. See, I'm going over to this verse I read. The 44th and 45th verse before we end. It said, therefore, be ye also ready. For in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh, who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord have made ruler over his household? Y'all, this world is God's household. Yes. When I read this, believe me, when I tell you my spirit jumped. It said, because he left his ruler over his household. Do you know what kind of honor that is to be left as a ruler, one of the rulers of God's household? It said, to give them meat in due season. See, I ain't trying to give you no milk tonight. That's why I told you earlier that you need to get some water, some juice. Get you something that was going to have some substance. I didn't tell you to get no meat because you would have been too busy chopping. You couldn't hear me. So he said to give them meat in due season. Blessed is that servant who his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. In other words, blessed is the one that when the Lord coming back, he going to find him doing. If God come back and find you praying, if God come back and find you holding praise and worship, if God come back and find you ministering, he's you some good and faithful servant. But the word even tells us that if God come back and a good man is doing bad, that's between him and God. Or if a bad man is doing good, that's between him and God. So you got to be ready so that when the Father comes back, the Master, that he left us his servant to do his will in his household, which is the world. Everything. When he come back, are you going to be caught doing what he told you to do? Are you going to be on his assignment or on your agenda? See, the decision is yours to do what you were told to do. God gave each and every one of us an assignment. I'm going to ask you again. Are you on assignment? Are you all in? Don't worry about what you're doing. When God called you, he knew what you was doing. When he called you, he didn't say, well, she got on an orange shirt today. I got to wait till she put that white one on. then I'll let her do something. Now, Jesus, don't talk to me because, see, she got that orange shirt on, and I need her to have on that white one. That ain't what he's going to say. He's going to say, you in that orange shirt. Stop it. It's okay if you say, Lord, I need you. You know you need it, though. He said, the lilies of the field don't have to worry. The sparrows don't have to worry. Why do you have to worry? He know what you have need of before you ask him. Don't worry about what's going on in Ukraine and in Russia. Those things must come to pass. Don't worry about what's going on in China and what's going on in Germany and Europe. Those things have got to pass. Before you start praying so much for other countries, pray for your own country. Pray that your own country get in line with the God's word. Get in line with God's will. Don't be so caught up on what's going on overseas. You can't go see what's going on across the street or across the room. Get in God's word. Do what God told you to do and let everything else go fall in place. Because he said, with that faithful, faithful servant, be caught doing what he was supposed to do. When the Father left you as the ruler and his apostle. If you didn't hear nothing tonight, hear verse 48. But if the evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming. That's the evil servant. You better say in your heart, because before you heard it, that he said in 46, blessed is the servant whom his Lord, when he comes, shall find doing something, doing so. So doing. However you need to understand it. Find him doing something about what God instructed him. Find him doing so or what God instructed. Find him doing what God told him to do for his household. For his household, we know there's prayer, there's worship. We know that. That's what we must be doing. Praying and worship and honoring God. Blessing God. Don't worry about the evil servant. Because it tells you in 48, but if that evil servant shall say in his heart, he didn't say with his mouth, he said in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming. Don't get caught saying that. Don't get caught saying that. You know, you hear us say, delay don't be mean denied. Don't get caught saying the Lord delayeth his coming. He's not. He's giving you and me and everybody else a chance, again, to get it right. You know, we was growing up, we used to say, it's me, and me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. You know, we want Father to say, it's me, and me, oh Lord, standing in the way of deliverance. God, I want to be saved. Sunday through Saturday, I want to be saved. I don't have time to sit around and debate with nobody about a doctrine. Because, see, one thing I do know, everybody I heard say they don't believe in Christ. Hey, Sylvie, thanks for joining in. Everybody I heard that says, I don't believe in no Christianity. I don't believe that. Guess what? I've noticed something. Every time they get sick, they hit their toe, they hit their elbow, they hit their knee. The first thing come out their mouth, oh, God, oh, Lord, oh, Jesus. I ain't heard nobody say, oh, no. I hear them and I just laugh and say, so you're not the believer, you sure know his name. You sure call on when that pain hits you. But I'm telling you all, don't be like the five virgins that starts off in the 25th chapter. It says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which, I said five, I'm going to tell you about the five, took their lamps and went forth to meet the groom, the bridegroom. And five of them were wise, and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and looked, and took no oil with them. No oil. But the wise took oil in their vessels with lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arise and trim their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise servant, but the wise answered, saying, "Not so. Let there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourself." Now, which five you want to be? I want to be one of the wise. I want to bring some oil with my lap. That's why I say, "Lord, I want to be caught doing what you told me to do. I don't want to be one of those false prophets, false evangelists, false ministers, false witnesses. I don't want to be now one of them. I want to be one of the five wise, not one of the foolish." Y'all, it's time out. I thank you all for tuning in. I hope you all got something out of anything and everything I said tonight concerning the word. I was a little excited. I couldn't just scream out if I wanted to, like I wanted to, because I don't want to get so far in that I didn't do what I was told to do, because the word tonight wasn't just for you, it was for me too. I've really never spoke on this type of subject with God, because I really never saw it to the extent I've seen it in the past couple of weeks. And God was showing me how nobody, none of us, nor Ukraine or anybody, the world, was ready for what Russia did. So when God said, 44, "Therefore be ye also ready."
None of us, nor Ukraine,
but ours, we shall not know when the Son of Man is going to come. So know that. When I said be ready. So you all, again, I thank you all for joining in. I thank you all for tuning in. I thank you all for looking at this live. I thank you all for coming back in the replay to look at it. I thank you all for listening on Blog Talk. I thank you all for just being a part of the service on tonight. Is there anybody on Blog Talk who would like to make a comment at this time?
This is Cecilia. I just want to say, "Lord, prepare me to be a testimony, pure and holy, proud and true." You are so right. God is preparing us, and as he prepares us, we need to make sure that we can hear him and that there's no other voice that we shall follow. Thank you for the word about being prepared, because God is definitely preparing us.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Elect. Is there anyone else at this time would like to say something on Blog Talk? Well, I thank you all on Blog Talk for listening in. I thank you all on Facebook for tuning in. Again, tonight's word was from Matthew's chapter 24, verses 1 through 51. Read it for yourself. I would suggest you read chapter 23 that talks about woe, when God was talking about the woe, the false prophets, woe, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, and the hypocrites, when he was talking about the things that he talked about in chapter 23. It is so much. The book of Matthew is an awesome book. If you need to read all the chapters, I would suggest it. The chapter 25, I just got through the first couple of verses because it talks about the 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 foolish. I always myself would say the 5. I say the 5 because even though 10 went, 5 of them, they fooled themselves. They came in trying to be slick. God said, you can't go around. You can't go under. You can't go by. You have to go through him. You have to go through the Son of Man. You have to go through Jesus Christ to get to the Father, to get to heaven. Stop trying to be slick, Annie Ann. Stop trying to come in thinking you got a plan. There is no plan. There's nothing new under the sun. God has seen it all. We're in the year 2022. What do you think you could say or do that God haven't seen? Only thing changes the phrase. Like when I was growing up, they would just say, oh, that's it. Then when I started growing up, my generation started saying, word up. See, I pull up in my car. And I heard them, a couple of years ago, say, my whip. Only thing changes is the phrase, in your hair color, in your weight. That's it. Your age, your looks, that's it. Minister Margot said, keep obeying the Lord. His promises are eternal. That's what I said. You're going to do eternal. You either going to do eternal up there or you're going to do it down there. I'm going up. I'm going up. Thank you all for tuning in on tonight. Pray that you all heard something. I pray that the word of God reaches your heart, your mind, and your spirit. I pray that you all come back on Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm sorry about that. For our very own apostle, like Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. I hope you all will come back. This Monday will be the first Monday of the month of March. Our speaker will be Dr. Serena Wright, and we're praying for her and her family. I just want you all to know that God is doing a beautiful thing. Dr. Wright is also an author. She wrote a book, The Last Prescription You'll Ever Need. You can get it on Kindle. Please come back Friday of next week. Prophet Antoine should be our speaker, and I thank God for everything he's doing for him, that he didn't get hurt, nothing seriously happened to him during the time that he had a fender bender, because I thank God for everything he's done and he's doing for those Thomas guys, Apostle Cedric Thomas boys. I like what God is doing for them. I'm just saying that this ministry of Smile 3, Iron Shopping Iron, our motto is Matthew 6:33. Thank you, Ms. Dawes, for tuning in. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But I'm making my personal motto is, God, I'm all in. No matter what it look like and what I go through, when I say something and do something, I want you all to know that bothers me. It bothers me to the bottom of my spirit that I have to go back and say, I'm sorry. I have no problem with saying I'm sorry. I've learned that it's not my will, but God's will. I can't look holy if I'm looking ragged. Can't look holy if I'm still walking in my old, because I'm trying to walk in God's new. I said that to say, if you have an ought against your brother or your sister, please go to them. Let God get the victory. And if God gets the victory, he's going to give you the victory. Everybody looking for victory in dollars and cents. Sometimes you get the victory by not getting food poisoning. Sometimes you get the victory of not losing the heel off your shoe. I had a friend one time, we was all hanging out, and he was walking and talking, so he kept walking, the top of his shoe was on his foot, but the sole was right there. I'm sorry. In other words, he walked out right out of his shoes. Yeah, I know. We had a field day with that. That was years ago. We still talk about it, laugh, but that's another story. But I'm just saying, find yourself in a place where you can go back to somebody and say, I was wrong. I'm sorry. This is my supervisor, Ms. Doss, that tuned in on the line. You all don't see her name, but I do. That's a supervisor that I had to go to one time and say to her, I'm sorry for what I said and the way I said it, because I really care about Ms. Doss. Ms. Doss has been good to me. She takes care of me. I ain't saying favoritism. No, that's not what I'm saying. Ms. Doss have been good to me at work. Whenever I talk to her and ask her questions, she takes time out, even off if she's on lunch. She takes time out and talks to me. So that lets you know, if a person takes time out on their lunch to talk to you, that means something. If don't, it should. So she'll tell you, I will come back and say I'm sorry, because I want people to see the Jesus in me, because the Jesus in you. We got to show there's a change. You can't keep doing the same thing, but you're expecting a different result. Let a person look at you with their mouth open and say, that is something. When you know you did something and you did it out in public, you have to go back. And I, not only did I tell her I was sorry, I told the people I did it around, I said, I could have did that better than that. I didn't even have to do that like that because I was wrong. So you have to be Christian enough to say I was wrong, because God's going to remind you. And I said that to say this. I love you all with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Again, our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Think about other people before you decide to close the chapter. 24, please read it. Please read it. Be a faithful servant that when the Lord of our salvation come back, he find us doing his will, because we are on assignment. Good night, everybody. Be blessed.